Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
How are you? Happy, happy, happy Monday.
Woohoo!
All right, today, are you lazy? Have you ever been told you're lazy? I'm lazy. I just got to admit it, okay? But I was listening to a Bill Gates interview the other day, and Bill said, I hire lazy people. And of course, the smart interviewer said, why? He said, well, because lazy people, they figure out the easy way to get stuff done. They overthink it. I said, touche, that's me. Are you lazy? Are you? Well, okay, it's great. Fantastic. Bill Gates would hire you. We'll talk about being lazy today and why I'm lazy and why you should be lazy. And it's okay to be that way. And if you don't understand that, hang on, because we'll explain it to you, okay? It is the Daily Boost from MotivationToMove.com, the positive boost you need every single day. And depending on who you are and how you think, you might, that point may be debatable. That may, it's a boost, yes. But so is positive boost, really, Scott? Yeah, it kind of is, because here's the deal. Here's what I've learned. Let me give you a little insight here. See, I use this thing called Scott Logic. It's in my brain. And I use it to unearth the ancient, very mysterious language that we don't speak too much these days, particularly on cable news and stuff like that, called common sense. And over time, I've learned with common sense, using my common sense, that when you look at the world for exactly what it is, or as we say in the South here, just a little bit south of the Daytona International Speedway where I live, we say, it is what it is. And basically what that means is that when you just look at it, good, bad, indifferent, whatever, you just look and say, okay, it is what it is. Where do I go from here? That's the most positive thing in the world that you could ever have. So along the way, twofold, I also try to motivate, inspire, pick you up, make you feel good too, as well as give you the truth. You may not agree with my truth, and that's fine. That's okay. We'll see. My name is Scott Smith. I'm the founder and the chief motivating officer here at MotivationToMove.com. Happy to have you here today. Oh, by the way, thank you. Hit a record last month. Having done this show now in our 16th season, I've done it a long time. Most of the vast majority of the podcasts I've ever produced have never been heard publicly. About 6,000 of them have been just produced to my private clients. But recently, I started taking everything publicly. And so these numbers are brand new for me. But to do 1.2 million downloads in the month of January is huge. So thank you for that. And we are tracking right now to do about 1.8 here in the next month. That's all your fault, totally, completely. And if you're really nice one day, I'll share with you how much it actually costs to deliver that many downloads. You might be surprised how many homes you could buy with that. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy, or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy, if ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/dailyboost. That's Hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. On Monday, we always ask the question, have you done your homework? Have you sat down and said, hey, how's my life going? Is it good? Is it bad? Do I want to keep it? Do I want to change it? What do I want to do? Thinking time is one of those things that most people don't do these days. I do. I take Mondays and Fridays at bare minimum. The entire day is a thinking day for me, and much of the time during the week. And much of that time is spent saying, do I like what's going on in my world? And do I want to keep it? And how do I do that? Or do I say bye-bye? And it's that simple. I don't want to get more complicated than that. Take a few minutes when we get done with the show today and write on a piece of paper, do I like what's going on in my life? Yes or no? If it's a yes, next question, how do I keep it? If it's a no, what do I change? Just doing that, just the exercise alone, whether you have the answer or not, I promise you will change your life if you'll do that. So I'm lazy. I'm really lazy. Oh my God. Oh God. It's just a mission I've actually made for a lot of years. I am. And it's good to be lazy. I mentioned at the beginning of the show, you know, Bill Gates said he hires lazy people, because when you hire, you know, really hard driving, driven people, lots of times they just overcomplicate stuff. And to me, I've said for years, I like simple because simple works. And simple ultimately is the ultimate form of sophistication. Sometimes simple is so sophisticated, complex, people can't figure it out. So I like simple because simple gets stuff done. I like to really break it down to the very easiest way to get things taken care of and still do it at a very, very high level so I can get back to being lazy. Okay, come here. I don't know about you. I don't fall for all these social-driven agendas out there. I know we all just want to be lazy. None of us want to work 24-7. We just don't want to. What we want to do is we want to work really hard, at least for a while, make a ton of money, have complete control over our life, total freedom in what we do, our choice all day, every day, and goof off. Right? Just be honest. I mean, not goof off. You contribute to the world. Do the things you love to do. You get what I'm saying, okay? So let's be honest about it. If you had your choice, if somebody would give you $15 million and put it in the bank, would you be lazy? By some standards, you would be. Because you'd probably do the things you love to do. Help, contribute, things like that. Work out. All the things that are good for you in the world. You just wouldn't play with the other stuff. So let's be honest about it. Okay? Let's start there. So that's my mission. I'm a bit lazy. I also, by the way, having said all that, I work harder than almost anybody else I know. I do. I'll put the hours in. I will go beyond what most people do. I'm an entrepreneur. I know I have to do the work first. I am willing to work so hard in the beginning to get things going that I can be lazy later. Yep, because at the end of the day, I'm lazy. Yep, just want to sit around and do nothing. Not entirely true. We'll talk about that in a second here. So it's been said that if you do what you love to do what makes your heart sing, which is the way I say it, that you're never going to work another day in your life. If you listen to me long enough, you'll know that I say it's quite the opposite. In fact, a lot of what I do here is extremely difficult. This program is really hard to do. I make it look easy. I know I do. You're listening to me thinking, my God, Scott, it can't be hard for you. It sounds like you just were born to talk. And I was. Ask my mom, anybody. Yeah, no doubt. It's a gift. But it's not easy. Don't believe me? Try your own podcast. Or listen to one of the 4 million that are out there that are not making it look so easy. It's difficult to do. It takes a lot of time, a lot of practice, a lot of effort, a lot of dedication over the years to do what I do. A lot of time. I cannot tell you the tens of thousands of hours I have spent talking to myself. I have. Sometimes people listen too. Gotten so used to talking to myself on podcasts and everything else that oftentimes I don't actually know if my mouth and my lips were moving or if just my mind was moving. I have no idea. That's why every time I go to the restroom wearing a microphone, or even if I'm not wearing a microphone, I check to make sure it's turned off because I never quite know when those lips are moving. I'm lazy though, man. Hope people say, Scott, you work very hard. I've seen you work. You must be really lazy. Not lazy at all. How could you say you're lazy? Well, I can say whatever I want to say. It takes a long time to master a skill to make things easy for yourself. It doesn't. And if your goal is to go out and be lazy, and you just want to be lazy, you never get the skill. But when you understand that you got to work really hard and take your time to really master the skill so it gets so easy that you feel like, hey, I'm just goofing around here, and yet you're doing stuff nobody else can do, so you can be lazy eventually. Are you willing to do that? And you want to know what the coolest thing is about being lazy? All this initial crazy hard working you're going to do today or tomorrow. The extra reading, the extra studying, the extra phone calls, the extra contemplation, the extra thinking, and do more of that than anything. The extra action you're going to take when you don't feel like it, getting out of bed a little bit earlier, staying up a little bit later, doing the things you don't want to do, and every now and then stopping and taking a break and watching, you know, Ozark on Netflix or something like that and go, whoa, did you see that ending? Oh my, I didn't. Oh, sorry, I wasn't lazy for that moment. I was caught up in that ending. I couldn't believe they did that. But then it was expected, sort of. That was me being lazy. Your initial hard work to be lazy. When you put in that work and you get to that point where it just looks easy to yourself and you feel like, yeah, it's easy for me. You almost to the point that you discount it. That's like, it's not even, I should work harder. It looks easy to others too. Too bad for them. I guess they were kind of sleeping or binging Netflix when you were working so hard, so incredibly hard to make things look
well, really freaking easy. And it's like, oh, wait a second.
So here's today's life lesson. And this drives me like nothing else on the planet. It is good to be lazy, as long as you're willing to do the work required to allow you to be lazy someday. And knowing full well that you're not going to be lazy. If you're willing to do the work to get to that point, you have big plans on the other side of that, don't you? But as long as you keep playing around with where you are right now, trying to be lazy before you do the work, you never get to those big plans, and you never get to those big results. So be lazy, but be willing to work hard to be lazy. Does that make sense? All right, that's what we call Scott logic. It's the only way Scott can say it. But you get it. And if you don't get it, this is probably not your program. Just be honest with you. There's 50% of people that are listening to me say, that is not common sense. That's cool. That's fine. And it's okay. But this is mine. And this is what I do. What we do. A lot of people do this stuff. It's cool. If not, listen, learn, peer into the other side. And go, well, I don't believe him, but I don't trust him. I don't think what he's saying is right. But he's got a couple of decent points anyway. But if it's not for you, that's fine. There's plenty of places for you to go. And you're not going to hurt my feelings. If it is for you, contemplate it even more today. Hey, coming up tomorrow, why you must prioritize yourself first. On Wednesday show, 10 questions I think you should be answering. They're neat questions. I ask these a lot. Thursday show, who is in your mastermind? I will explain who's in mine and why. And living a scripted and process-oriented life is Friday's show. It's going to be awesome. Have a great week. I'll see you tomorrow.